This is an All Ears English episode. Boy, is this a fun episode. Insight from Chandler on Friends. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, we answer a listener question about something she heard on Friends. Get a playful new way to switch up your grammar to make a funny comment or express nostalgia.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's it going? What's going on?
Good. Yeah, Lindsay. Boy, did I have a lot of fun over the weekend. I got to hang around in the park. I saw some friends, but boy, am I tired because, you know, we had daylight savings and I'm still kind of adjusting to that. Have you adjusted yet?
I've adjusted. We had to get up super early to go skiing on Sunday. So I just kind of got right into it, just ripped off the Band-Aid and did it. I'm feeling okay. Yeah. So, that's Michelle, good. It's interesting how you just described your weekend, right?
Yes.
You said, boy, did I have a lot of fun, right?
Boy, yes. Yes, this is very interesting what I did here. And the reason that I did this is because we had a listener, D, ask this great question. And I'm really excited about this question, not only because it's a great listener question, but because it was inspired by an episode of Friends. And D is a super listener. Thank you, D, for listening.
Oh, amazing. Thank you for being a super listener. And I, as we're emailing more and more these days with our listeners, if you're on our email list, there's lots of back and forth nowadays, guys, that we're having with you. But I'm noticing I asked our students on our email list, what TV shows do you use to learn? So many people said Friends, Michelle. Very common.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are my kind of people. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. For sure. For sure. Yeah. Good stuff. Do we have another episode for our listeners to check out today before we get into it?
Definitely. So here we have episode 2185 is a recent episode we did, which was, is that idiom outdated? How to ask if vocabulary is relevant. We just did that one. That was a lot of fun.
Such a good one. Okay. I'm going to just jump right into reading the beginning of Dee's question. All right. So Dee says, hey, Lindsay, Michelle, Jessica, and Aubrey, what's shaking? Dee here from the Philippines. I really appreciate you guys. Your podcast made me learn a lot. It's helped me improve my speaking skills. There's a phrase from an episode of Friends, and Chandler said it. The conversation goes this way. Are you ready, Michelle? We're actually going to
do it. We're going to do it.
All right. So listen up, guys. Here we go. I bought a boat.
You bought a boat?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't for me. It was for a friend.
Boy, did we make friends with the wrong sister.
And you were Chandler in that case.
That
right?
was my Chandler voice. May he rest in peace. Okay. Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. So yes. So sorry, continue. I got distracted.
No, so this is good. So well, that was what Dee wants to highlight in the question. Now here's the question. So the phrase in which the word did is before the pronoun is what I would like to ask for more examples of. In some cases, I also hear a phrase like, oh boy, did I blank. In what conversation, in what kinds of conversations can we use these? Thank you so much, guys. I'm looking forward to listening to all the episodes of your other podcast. You guys rock. Super listener D. Wow, D.
Thank
we
you.
So appreciate you as a super listener. You know, we've been hearing lately from a lot of super listeners.
Yeah, we definitely have. I've been getting these reviews from you, and these are beautiful reviews and people who have listened for years and years and years. And so thank you so much. Thank you, Dee. Keep listening. We really appreciate you. And to all of our listeners, we appreciate you.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's one listener that messages me or messages us, All Ears English, in Instagram every time he completes another 100 episodes, and he's going all the way back.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that is so wonderful.
It's so great. Okay. It's a great question though, Michelle, isn't it?
Oh, this is good. This is going to be fun. So Lindsay, do you think this construction is pretty common? Boy, did I. Boy, did blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, I think for sure it is. It's another creative way of expressing yourself, and we always look for different ways to express ourselves with words. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's for saying something in a zippy way. I know we love to say things are zippy, Lindsay. Something with a little personality to it. So think of Chandler on Friends. Could he have said, wow, we made friends with the wrong sister?
Sure. He could have said that.
That would have been fine, but it wouldn't have been as funny. It added some humor, personality. It's an exclamation.
Yeah, I agree. And it's a connection moment. It's more of a commentary, a way of making a comment in a more creative way. So I want our listeners to know about this today so they have this option, right?
Right, exactly. It connects to you. This is frequently used with exclamations such as, boy, wow, man. But planning this episode, I felt like boy was the most common.
Yeah, I guess I agree, right? Mm-hmm. It is the most common. Why not, girl? Why not?
Yeah, it's funny.
I don't know. Someone came up with that, but we're just showing you the English that exists, right?
Right. So just to review the grammar a little bit, Dee is right. We're just switching the order. Chandler could have said, hold on, I'm going back to this. Boy, we made friends with the wrong sister.
Right. So in this case, we're just switching the order of the grammatical order of the pronoun and the verb. Right, Michelle?
Right. Mm-hmm. So we can look at that a little bit closer in these upcoming examples. So Lindsay, you want to read the first example?
All right. We say, boy, am I tired?
Instead of boy, I am tired.
Right. Okay. Right. And like you said, boy, I'm tired. Sure. That could work. Just feels a little less interesting for some reason.
Right. It's I can't quite put my finger on what it does, but I think it's just a little bit more interesting, a little bit more personality, commentary on something. So let's do another one. So boy, did we work hard on that. Time for a break.
Okay, interesting. Or here's another. Boy, did she lose her ring in a bad place. Oh, yes, I know someone who lost their wedding ring down a pipe, like a 200-year-old pipe in the sink. Not good.
Oh my gosh. There's no way of getting that back.
No, it's gone.
Oh gosh, that's terrible. Yeah. So just to comment on those. So again, boy, did we work hard? We could have said, boy, you wouldn't say, boy, we did work hard. You could say, boy, we worked hard.
Right. So you take out the did and go straight to the main verb in that case, right?
Exactly. But
today we're talking about switching the order and just making it a little more interesting, right? Mm-hmm.
So what about man? Let's do an example of man.
So man, did we have fun? There's a bit of a hint of nostalgia. This can be used when we're, you know, we're a little nostalgic for the past, I think. You know, like I think about the road trip I went on in 2016 where we created our course, the Connected Communicator. Yeah. I think about who joined me on that trip. And I, if I saw like my friend Allie, I'd say, oh boy, was that a great road trip. Instead of saying, boy, that was a great road trip. Boy, was that a great adventure. Okay. Right. So that's another example. Yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly. Or man, have we been here a long time instead of man, we've been here a long time. So again, you're just switching it around. Now you can't do this with every verb, but these ones like am, did, have, those are common ones where you can do that.
Yeah. I love it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Michelle, what else? What else? Where do we go from here?
Okay, so you can also use it with other verbs or tenses. So, wow, was she amazing?
Wow. So this we can do this in the past tense too. Interesting. I love that.
Yes. Wow. So we're showing you some other examples.
So in terms of the pronunciation, when we go into the past tense, does this sound right to you, Michelle? Wow, was she amazing?
Sounds amazing.
And what about another one?
Boy, was he mad.
Yeah. So are you emphasizing boy in that?
That's a thing. When we've been doing these examples, I realize you kind of have to punch that first word. Boy, was he mad. Boy,
wow,
we had fun.
Was she amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Here's another one. Boy, do I have a story for you. That's fun. Good way to open a story, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, wow, do you need to clean up here?
Oh, sounds like something you'd say to your kid after a play date or something. Right?
Sounds like something my mom says to me when she comes to visit.
Oh,
love
okay,
you, Mom.
I see. Does your mom listen to the podcast? Probably not, right? Maybe.
From time to time, she will. So, this is commentary. And again, we're switching verbs around. And you could say these, if you switched them back around, you could do that as well. It's just adding a little flavor to it. Keep things interesting. It's commentary on something.
Yes. And then there are other ways to do a commentary like this to add depth to what you're saying, to make it fun. In episode 1953, is All Ears English amazing or what? Right?
Yeah. So that was a while ago, but I wanted to bring it up because that's something that could happen with this as well. So you could say something such as, did he spend too much money or what?
Oh my gosh, I love that. And so you're just saying basically he spent too much money, right?
Yeah.
But it's a way of engaging with the person instead of making a statement, right? You're not necessarily asking for a response. Am I right? No, you're making a statement, but it's a little more back and forth there, I think.
Right. I definitely think so. So definitely listen to that episode 1953. Way back a while ago, but a good one to listen to get more examples of for what. But Lindsay, we've already touched on this. Any other comments on what you think this construction does?
Well, I think it does. I'm not surprised that Dee heard this on Friends because it is something that it would be more likely to come out in kind of a funny commentary where people are chiming in and boy, did we do this, right? Yeah. It's kind of a little bit comical. It's light, it's lighthearted, it's playful. It's not serious, okay?
Right. You're playing with the language, so you're being playful. And it's just another way to have variety. You can say, he spent too much money. You can say, we made friends with the wrong sister. You can say, we had fun. It makes things interesting. And that's why you guys are here. That's why you are at this level listening to this podcast, to get that variety, to have your words flow in different ways. You know, I even just recently, I met with a student who said she has trouble expressing herself in the way that she wants. She knows the idea of what she wants to say. Her English is quite advanced. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would say she's near native, if not completely native. But to her, she feels that she doesn't know enough ways to get her thoughts across. So we're giving you lots of different options and trying to help you with that.
I love that. Yeah, it's true. So it's kind of, yeah. So these are different ways to do it. Let's show our listeners now, Michelle, in a role play. Shall we do that?
Let's do it. So here we are. And Lindsay, this goes back to what you said about nostalgia. We are friends reminiscing about a party that we went to.
Yes, here we go. And all right, go for it.
Okay. Boy, did we have fun that night.
Definitely. The food was amazing and the music was incredible.
Oh, yes. Man, did our feet hurt after that night.
I couldn't walk for days.
Yes. And remember when Francine accidentally spit out her wine when she was laughing?
Yeah. Did we crack up or what?
Yes. But boy, the host was mad. It got all over the white rug.
Yeah. So kind of nostalgia, right? We're thinking back on something, remembering it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. It brings us together just to do that.
Yeah.
To think
it
back.
Does. Mm-hmm. It does. And of course, we wouldn't say all of these things all at once. Boy, did we do that. Boy, did we do that. Right. In the same one. But we wanted to give you the examples. Of course, we could have just said, yes, the host was so mad. Mm-hmm. Oh, we had fun the night. We couldn't mix it up. That's probably a little bit more natural. But here you got tons of examples.
Yeah, I love that. So let's break this down and show our listeners the constructions that we used here. So first, you said what, Michelle?
Boy, did we have fun that night. So instead of boy, or just we had fun that night.
Yeah, I love that. And then you said, and I agreed with you, I said definitely. And then you said, oh, yes, man, did our feet hurt after that night, right? So you could have said, man, our feet really hurt after that night, but it's just a little punchier, more fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then we were talking about our friend spitting out wine all over a white rug. And you said, yes, did we crack up or what? And what is crack up, Lindsay?
Crack up is to laugh. That is a slang term for laugh, which, guys, write that one down. That's a great one. That'll be in the iOS Android app as a key phrase and vocabulary that you could highlight, tap, get the definition, and save to your list. That's what we do over on the app, guys. allersenglish.com/app. All right.
Definitely.
Yes.
And then what did I say?
All right. You said, but boy, was the host mad. So now that I see this in the role play, I think a lot about nostalgia. You know, thinking back to your college days, maybe there's someone who's in your life now who you went to college with. I remember during spring break in my senior year in college, we rented a house in South Carolina. We had an ice cream eating contest. So we had the 2-pint challenge, we called it. So we all got 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's. And whoever
that sounds like
that,
it's perfect for you.
Wild, right? Wild.
Do you remember what kind? Do you remember what flavor?
For me, it must have been some kind of chocolate peanut buttery, I dropped out early. And so my friends kept going, you know, we could be reminiscing about that 20 years later and say, boy, were we crazy to try to eat 2 pints of ice cream. So there is an aspect of nostalgia sometimes with this, right?
Right. I think that's a really good insight, Lindsay, of how this is used. It's interesting because it wasn't how it was used on the episode of Friends, but this is a key moment, guys, when you're trying to think about how you are going to use it. Think of these different kinds of contexts. And I would say if you're going to give this a try, which I hope you do, try it first like this. Just give that a go first in a nostalgic way. Think about something with a friend that you used to do and you can reminisce with them about and try to use that construction.
Yeah, because I almost think that the nostalgic context is a little easier than the way Chandler used it, which is just kind of being funny, making a comment, self-reflection in that way that he did, right?
Yeah.
So try it that way within nostalgic context, guys. You know, talk to someone you went to school with or that you have an experience with in the past, distant past or recent past, and use this construction here. Love it.
Definitely.
So good.
Okay. Well, this was so much fun. Thank you, Dee, for that question. And guys, give this a try.
Yeah, good stuff, Michelle. Guys, hit follow if you love All Ears English. I'll talk to you next time, Michelle. You have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.